Time for Gaza Corner, and tonight I will include two news items, one very brief one, but I think important, and then about Muhammad Ali. And I was very surprised, kind of a rare sighting in Israel, a prominent politician who spoke candidly about an uncomfortable truth. And I'm talking about Tel Aviv, Jaffa mayor Ron Huldai, who shocked many Israelis this past Thursday morning when he cited Israel's occupation of the Palestinians as one factor that leads Palestinians to turn to fight attacks and terrorism. Speaking on Army Radio about Wednesday's deadly shooting attack in Tel Aviv, Huldai argued that Israelis should focus instead on the fact that, quote, we as a state are the only ones in the world with another people living among us under our occupation, denying them any civil rights, unquote. Those are the words of the mayor of Tel Aviv and Jaffa. The two cities are connected. Quoting him, on the one hand, the occupation has lasted 49 years, and I took part in it. He was a fighter pilot in the 1967 war. Continuing his words, the problem is that when there is no terrorism, no one talks about the occupation. Nobody has the guts to take a step towards trying to make some kind of final status arrangement. The fact that we are suffering does not lead to a change in understanding about what must be done. There is no way to hold people in a situation of occupation and think that they will reach the conclusion that everything is okay and they will continue to live like that, the mayor added. His comments come at a time when a majority of Israelis view Palestinian violence as senseless and random and not within the context of the occupation. However, Mayor Huldai's comments harken back to a time when Israeli leaders and public figures were able to speak more frankly about what drives Palestinians to violence and armed struggle. Former Prime Minister Ehud Barak once famously stated that if he were a Palestinian of the right age, he would have joined a terrorist group. Tel Aviv Mayor Ron Huldai is speaking the truth in a country where the idea that 50 years of military dictatorship might just have something to do with Palestinian violence is now popularly viewed as something akin to treason. The second part of Gaza Corner focuses on Muhammad Ali. I hope many of you got to see, at least either live or via YouTube or recordings, the memorial service in Louisville. Muhammad Ali was not only the greatest boxer of all time, but the most transcendent sports personality of all time. He spoke truth to power at a time when few celebrities did that. He is rightfully known as an anti-war hero, the most famous draft resister in the history of war, and a champion of the people, whether black, brown, yellow. In addition to being a symbol for black nationalists and anti-war activists, Ali soon became a symbol of Palestinian solidarity. He leaves behind a legacy of forging ties between blacks and Palestinians as the in their struggles. The black Palestinian solidarity that he championed continues to grow, particularly Black Lives Matter and Palestinians living under occupation are combining their efforts more than ever. In March of 1974, in the final year of the Vietnam War, Ali toured the Middle East, and at a press conference in Beirut, Lebanon, he said, quote, the United States is the stronghold of Zionism and imperialism, unquote. Later, while visiting two Palestinian refugee camps in southern Lebanon, it's a photo that you can see at the Tangents homepage, tangents.com, in the far right-hand column. Also, Harry will have it. It's right now on the playlist as well at tangents.com. And then you click on the KALW playlist on the left. Ali proclaimed at the refugee camp in southern Lebanon, quote, "In my name and the name of all Muslims in America, I declare support for the Palestinian struggle to liberate their homeland and oust the Zionist invaders," unquote. In June 1985, Ali traveled to Israel, hoping to press government officials for the release of 700 Lebanese and Palestinian prisoners. Over the following years, as the first Palestinian intifada erupted, he joined demonstrations supporting it in the United States. Even before Ali's visits to Israel and Lebanon, Black and Palestinian activists often supported each other. You can go back to 1964. Malcolm X visited Gaza for a couple of days. He toured refugee camps. He prayed in a local mosque, and he held a press conference in the Parliament building. After meeting with Ahmad Shukairi, the first chairman of the PLO, the Palestine Liberation Organization, Malcolm X wrote in his famous denunciation of Israeli settler colonialism, Zionist Logic. That was the paper that he wrote for the Egyptian Gazette. At the height of the Black Power movement, the Black Panther Party forged connections with the PLO and even had a small membership among Palestine's Black population. And if you fast forward to the summer of 2014, when the city of Ferguson erupted in protest over the police officer's killing of Michael Brown, this was during the ceasefire in Israel's military assault against the Gaza Strip, which you may recall resulted in over 2,200 dead and 551 children killed. In cities across the United States, simultaneous demonstrations in support of Ferguson and Gaza melded together as the participants found common cause. Johanna Fernandez is a history professor at the City University of New York's Baruch College and also coordinator of the campaign to bring Mamouma Abu Jamal home, said, quote, "Like Black people and other people of color in the U.S., Palestinians are hyper-incarcerated and summarily executed by the state in their heavily policed communities," unquote. Earlier this year, Fernandez participated in a delegation that visited Palestinian communities in Israel and the West Bank. The group focused on the commonalities between political imprisonment and the other forms of repression in both Palestine and the U.S. She stated, "Recognizing our common experiences of oppression across borders and seeing others stand up against our suffering is a very emotional and beautiful thing that restores our humanity and strengthens our resolve to continue to fight with dignity," unquote. You may have seen a Berkeley-based Rabbi Michael Lerner. He leads the congregation Bayet Tikkun and is also editor of Tikkun magazine. He was the representative of the Jewish faith at Muhammad Ali's memorial service. He delivered a fiery sermon that erupted with multiple standing ovations. What I'd like to do is play an excerpt from that. Let me see if I can find it here. Here it is. This is the whole sermon is available on YouTube. You just Google Rabbi Michael Lerner Muhammad Ali Memorial Service. But this is a two-minute excerpt that I think you'll find very interesting.
Master of compassion, God of compassion, send your blessings to Muhammad Ali, and send your blessings to all who mourn for him. And send your blessings for all the millions and millions of people who mourn for him all over this planet. Amen. I come here speaking as representative of American Jews and to say that American Jews played an important role of solidarity with the African-American struggles in this country, and that we today stand in solidarity with Islamic community in this country and all around the world. We will not tolerate politicians or anyone else putting down Muslims and blaming Muslims for a few people. We know what it's like to be demeaned. We know what it's like to have a few people who act against the highest visions of our tradition to then be identified as the value of the entire tradition. And one of the reasons that we in Tikkun magazine, a magazine of liberal and progressive Jews, but also an interfaith magazine, have called upon the United States to stand up to the part of the Israeli government that is oppressing Palestinians is that we as Jews understand that our commitment is to recognize that God has created everyone in God's image and that everyone is equally precious. And that means the Palestinian people as well as all other people on the planet. Tell the leaders of Turkey to stop killing the Kurds. Tell Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu that the way to get security is for Israel is to stop the occupation of the West Bank and help create a Palestinian state.
Those are the words of Rabbi Michael Lerner, just 2 minutes of close to an 8.5 or 9 minute eulogy he gave at the memorial service of Muhammad Ali. Comedian Billy Crystal also gave a eulogy at the memorial service. Billy Crystal and Muhammad Ali were longtime close friends from the moment Billy burst onto the comedy scene and was the very first to nail an impersonation of Ali, and I don't think anyone's ever done it better than Billy since. Crystal said Ali was always there for him, most memorably when Crystal, quote, was being honored by Jerusalem's Hebrew University, and Ali, quote, did all this promotion for the event, came to the dinner, sat with my family, the most famous Muslim man in the world, honoring his Jewish friend, unquote. Thanks to Ali's involvement, said Crystal, enough money was raised to endow the university in Israel, a theater group called, quote, Peace Through the Performing Arts, unquote, under which Israeli and Palestinian, quote, actors, writers, and directors all work together in peace, creating original works of art, unquote. Billy Crystal said Ali loved the idea and that the project thrives to this day. And finally, Billy mentioned a story about Ali inviting him to run with him at a club, at a golf course where, you know, Ali could have privacy. And Billy said, sure. But when Ali told him where this was, Billy said, they don't allow Jews there, so he couldn't go. And Ali got angry. He said, they don't allow Jews. I'm a Muslim, and they allow me. I will never run there again, little brother, I promise you. And he didn't. And in Billy's words, he says, that was the Ali I will never forget. And lastly, I want to mention quickly, in the Times of Israel, they had an article called Sometimes He Stung Like a Bee, Muhammad Ali's Uneven Ties with the Jews. The article describes in January of 2002 when Daniel Pearl of the Wall Street Journal was kidnapped by Islamic extremists. Ali pleaded publicly for the Jewish journalist's release and his life. Quoting Ali, he said, treat him as you would wish all Muslims to be treated by others. It is my most sincere prayer that Daniel Pearl be permitted to return safely to his family. May Allah have mercy on us all, unquote. And then 2 months later, Ali attended the memorial service for Daniel Pearl. I mentioned earlier how the murder of Michael Brown in Ferguson and Israel's Gaza massacre in 2014 brought common cause between blacks and Palestinians. Here's a song called the Ferguson Gaza Blues by Bay Area Lebanese singer Naima Shaloub. But I need to actually cue this to where the song starts. I apologize. I think it's right over here. Here we go. On Gaza Corner.
With the 16th Street Church and Medgar Evers' memory. And Gaza turned gray from the ashes of apartheid. They don't care they're killing children, 'cause they on the devil's side. They say they send troops so that they can save lives, while they fund the massacre of those that resist to survive. They hold the hand of murderers and feed him more weapons as children die before them, as they shout the last wishes. Seem to change. Gotta keep our fists raised, 'cause it's time to rearrange. Oh, when our things turn in, 'cause things don't seem to change. Gotta keep our fists raised, 'cause it's time to rearrange. Of Mandela's raised fist. But if he was still alive, he'd be on the terrorist watch list. Your words have no meaning when defense is genocide, guys. But the day is coming near when this mask will be your demise. Things don't seem to change. Gotta keep our office raised, 'cause it's time to rearrange. Oh, when our things turn in, 'cause they don't seem to change. From underneath the rubble, a child still survives, and so is the truth that slowly starts to rise.